Welcome to the Faith in the Family podcast, brought to you by Care for the Family. Join Rob Parsons and Catherine Hill as they talk about the importance of prayer within marriage.
So we're looking at praying together in the context of our marriages, and we're taught that that's a really good thing to do. We know in our heads that it's a really important thing to do, but I think so many of us find it really, really hard.
Yeah, we do. Time and time again, I come across couples who say to me, we just really find it hard. One woman said to me, I don't know why we find this hard. For goodness sake, we sleep together, we eat together, we have sex together. But somehow, we find it really, really hard to pray. I wonder why that is.
I mean, I think it is one of the most intimate things that we can do together. And so we have to be quite vulnerable. And that can be hard. But also, I do think we have an enemy that doesn't want us to pray. And so we need to be aware of that.
Do you think sometimes that when I say set the bar too high, what I mean is we think it has to be for quite a long time. But actually, Jesus said, you know what, when you pray, don't worry about lots of words. And he actually said, don't just go into a room, close the door. I think the model equivalent is switch your mobile phone off and just begin to pray like this, Our Father.
And it's about praying, isn't it, little and often for the small things. But certainly in our experience, we've found that in doing that, that's enabled us then to pray for the bigger things when they come along.
Yeah, I think that's right. That if you're constantly bringing your everyday lives to God, just the little things of life, it gets you ready for when those big things come. Tough times hit every family, every marriage, every home, when I think prayer is just about all we've got and we're thrown on God. And we need to get ready for those times. And I think practicing about those small things gets us ready for that. But the honest truth is, certainly in our experience, sometimes the hardest times to pray are when life is great. Because, you know, you don't feel the need of God so much. And I think it's important when times are good and strong to be thanking him and to keep that practice going if you can.
Do you know, when we were first married, we really wanted to pray together, yeah. And we'd been told it was an important thing to do, but we just couldn't do it. It was so hard. And I think it was because I thought we needed to have about an hour of time. And of course, we never had an hour, so we never prayed together. And instead of being something that drew us together, it became a bit of a conflict, a bit of a source of irritation between us. And then one couple said to us, just pray as you can, little and often. You don't need an hour. Yeah. And they said, start in the morning and ask each other, what one thing can I pray for you today? So this wasn't about praying for all the other massive needs of the world. This was about just you and your marriage and your husband or your wife. And that's how we began. Right. And now it's like cleaning our teeth. I can't imagine not doing it, but it was so hard just to get started.
No, it is. I was talking quite recently to a couple and they were, I think, pretty well about to break up. They'd been married for 20 years or so. And I think in some ways they still loved each other, but there was what one couple called this creeping separateness. They'd grown apart. And as we're talking, they're snippeted at each other and criticizing each other. And I said, you know what, guys, you should try to pray together. Just start with the Lord's Prayer. But somehow into this marriage, you've got to draw on something bigger than you. You're not going to get through this, just the two of you. You need to draw on something bigger than you. And I think that is important. But the practice thing is important. We pray every morning, every night. And sometimes it's just like a ritual, but we do it pretty well every day.
Yeah. And I think actually, if we can learn to thank God out loud, if we're comfortable with that, for our husband or wife, but be really specific. So if Richard, my husband, ever says, you know, thank you God that Catherine is, and says something really specific, it makes me feel $1 million as well. Yeah. And so in that way, I think that enriches a marriage. It puts good into it. It draws us
together.
Does
he ever kind of have a go at you in prayer and say, dear God, make Catherine more patient?
He did have a laugh about that the other day. We were talking about it, and those sort of horizontal prayers.
I'll tell you what drives me crazy with Diane. We pray every morning before I go to work, only a couple of minutes, and we'll say, who's going to pray? And Dan will say, you pray. So I pray, and perhaps I'm in a bit of a rush, so I don't pray as long as Diane, so I go, amen, and then she'll start praying. And Diane like prays around the world and for, you know, when we go to bed, we pray often the same little prayer. I used to pray it with the kids when they're small. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. You know, when Jesus was a little boy, Mary would have prayed that prayer with him. Jewish parents used to pray it with their kids before the darkness came. They used to say, into your hands I commit my spirit. And on the cross, with Mary standing there, he prayed the same prayer, but he added one word, Father. Father, into your hands. And we pray that most nights before we go to sleep. Just hold hands, into your hands we commit our spirit.
And I think it can be almost a rhythm throughout the day. So morning, evening, whenever suits us both, but also things like before meals. That's a really great time just to take a moment just to say thank you. Or if we're going out the door to work and we know our husband or wife's got a difficult day or even actually, not even out loud, but I remember a time my husband was going through a really tough time in the workplace. And I used to just text him. Yeah. I knew, you know, there was going to be a meeting that was going to be difficult or something. Yeah. And I would just text him, say, you know, praying for you or something. Yeah. And we can do that as well.
Do you know, when my daughter, she's married now with kids of her own, both my kids are married with children. And when Katie was about 19, 20, perhaps a little older, she kind of walked away from faith completely. And she said to me one day, Dad, I want to start going back to church. And I said, oh, darling, that's lovely. And she said, I desperately want to marry somebody who loves Jesus. And that was a bit of a surprise because and I said, what? Why, Katie? She said, you know, when we were small and there was trouble, you used to gather us in the hall and you used to bring them and say, let's have a quick prayer. And I want to do that in my family. And not just with my kids, but with my future husband.
And I think sometimes using those little set prayers, maybe getting a psalm, using something from the Bible can help us. If we can't think of how to pray out loud, just using those verses, the Psalms particularly, I think can really do that. So we actually, one other thing we've done in our marriage, which has been amazing, is meeting up with another couple, one other couple. They're our deepest friends and we meet with them and we pray together. And they can ask us tough questions about stuff that's going on in our marriage if they want to, and we can do the same for them. And I know that just praying together with them has been so important in our marriage.
And it makes a big difference. Imagine a couple listening to this now who've been married for 5 or 6 years, and they've never really prayed together every day. It's simple to start, isn't it? Just perhaps a minute, 60 seconds in the morning before we go out. Just a few words, somebody having the courage to go first and somebody else. And then perhaps before we went to sleep, a little prayer. And as you say, sometimes perhaps read a psalm together. Just something that begins. You know, I like being a grandparent. If I had known grandkids were so much fun, I'd have had them first. And little Harry, he was about 5, Katie's boy. I went in his house and he rushed up and he put his arms on me and he hugged me. And I felt God say to me, you know what, Rob, I know you find it hard to pray, but when you come to me in prayer, I feel like that. I feel like I'm welcoming you and put my arms around you, and I like you to pray. I think God likes us to know our dependence on him, not just as individuals, but as couples.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a great place to start, isn't it? Wherever we are on that journey, just little and often, and just remembering that can make such a strong part of a marriage if we can only learn to pray together.
Can change everything.
Yeah.
You have been listening to the Faith in the Family podcast. For further information about our courses, resources and events, visit us at careforthefamily.org.uk.